you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This is a show about six brothers, Vernon, Rudolph, O'Kelly, Ronald, Ernie, and Marvin, and one brother-in-law named Chris. Together, in one lineup or another, they've been making music for nearly 7 decades. They were brought up in Lincoln Heights, Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati. As young boys, the oldest four brothers started a gospel group, singing in nearby churches. But they worked their way up the gospel circuit until they appeared as an opening act at the famous Regal Theater in Chicago in 1948. They also appeared on Ted Mack's Amateur Hour and won a prize. They first recorded their music in 1954, and the quartet became a trio when Vernon died in 1955, when he was hit by a car riding his bike to school. With their parents, the brothers moved to Englewood, New Jersey, just across the Hudson River from New York City, to pursue a recording career. I'm not going to play their first hit record from 1959, since that would identify them immediately, but let's get started with this rare gem.
Oh, time at the time. I tell myself that I'm so lucky. what I know. Though passing years may show, you've kept my love so young. So you're gonna
That was Time After Time from the Great American Songbook, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, and made famous mostly by Frank Sinatra's version in 1947. But a great song with a great lead vocal by Ronald, released as the B-side to their hit in 1962. So let's get to that hit. I've kept you waiting. Let's hear their second hit record. Was Twist and Shout, and it was released by the fabulous Isley Brothers in 1962. It was actually the flip side from the track we heard first, Time After Time. And Twist and Shout reached number 2 on the R&B chart and number 17 on the pop chart. The song was written by and produced by Burt Burns, who was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a songwriter and producer. I may devote a whole show of R-E-S-P-E-C-T to Burt Burns because he was behind a lot of great R&B hits, even though he died at age 38 in 1967. And backing the Isley Brothers' vocals on Twist and Shout were top-rated studio musicians including King Curtis, Eric Gale, Chuck Rainey, and Cornell Dupree. The song was immediately covered in 1962 by an English band playing in the Cavern Club in Liverpool, who were starting to catch on. I found a set list from a 1962 live show by the Beatles at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, where Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers was the ninth song played out of 30 total, only one of which was written by Lennon and McCartney. The Beatles' version of Twist and Shout went to number 2 on the pop chart and was a worldwide hit. Bruce Springsteen loves the song so much that he's played it live over 350 times. But for the Isley Brothers, hits were hard to come by in the early 1960s, and they skipped around various record labels, releasing many singles that did not chart. But this next song may seem familiar.
No, 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 no. Nobody can do the twist like I do. Nobody can do the shout like I do. Nobody can mash with my potatoes like I do. Nobody can do the papa like I do. Don't you know I got a twist I do? Can't nobody do but me.
Nobody but me.
Yeah, I got a shout I do. Can't nobody do but me.
Nobody but me.
No, 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 no.
Oh, 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 oh.
Nobody but me. Yeah.
Nobody but me.
You just heard Nobody But Me, written by O'Kelly, Rudolph, and Ronald Isley, and released in 1963. The Isley Brothers' original version missed making the charts, but since then has had a long life. It was later covered, in 1968, by the Human Beans, a one-hit wonder band from Youngstown, Ohio. That version went to number 8 on the pop chart, and that song was used by Quentin Tarantino in his movie Kill Bill Volume 1, and also by Martin Scorsese in the film The Departed with Leo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH, LP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. From the mid-1950s to the mid-1960s, the Isley Brothers were a vocal trio consisting of O'Kelly, Rudolph, and Ronald Isley. They wrote some of their own songs, but relied on professional musicians for their recordings and tours. In 1964, they hired young guitarist, then called Jimmy James, for both the road band and to make records. Jimmy James was just then becoming a showman with his guitar, playing it behind his back and with his teeth. At that time, Ernie Isley was not yet 12 years old and was a fledgling drummer. But Ernie was impressed with and inspired by Jimmy James, who soon left to go to London, where he called himself Jimi Hendrix. During their first decade, the Isley Brothers had recorded quite a few records, but stylistically, they were all over the map, variously singing gospel, doo-wop, blues standards, Hank Ballard tunes, James Brown covers, rough roadhouse R&B, and dance novelty songs. You can still find several good compilation CDs of this era, and they're actually pretty enjoyable, but they show that the Isley Brothers were trying almost everything to make another hit. After releasing records on RCA Victor, Atlantic, Wand, United Artists, and their own T-Neck records without a hit, the Isley Brothers decided that their future was in Detroit and signed a recording contract with Motown Records. That was This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You from 1966. It certainly sounds like a Motown song, and for good reason. It was written and produced by Holland Dozier Holland, Motown's premier songwriters and arrangers. The background vocals were by the Andantes, the classic backing vocalists at Motown, and the music was played by the Funk Brothers, the classic Motown house band. It hit number 12 in the pop chart and number 6 on the R&B chart. After that, the Isleys released 7 more singles on Motown that did not do much on the charts. In search of a hit, they even recorded their own versions of songs that had been hits for Motown superstar girl groups Martha and the Vandellas and the Supremes. The Isley Brothers were upset at being poorly promoted and even more tired of the strict Motown assembly line process of record production. It did not help that the 3 older brothers were heavy-set men with rough features. They were not particularly attractive men, certainly a lot less handsome than Marvin Gaye or Smokey Robinson at Motown. And they felt like they were not wanted at Motown and asked to leave. Berry Gordy granted their wish, and the Isleys retreated back to New Jersey and restarted their own record label called Teaneck Records in 1969. They wrote, produced, and recorded and published their own music after that. And during the time the older brothers were at recording at Motown, they encouraged their younger brothers, Ernie and Marvin, and Chris Jasper, Rudolph's young brother-in-law, to study music and paid for their music lessons and instruments. So, back in New Jersey, their first release was this. Your Thing, and it was a smash hit, going to number 1 R&B and number 2 on the pop charts in 1970. It was one of the early true funk songs and quite different from anything coming out of Motown. And the catchy bass line was played by 16-year-old Ernie Isley. Originally, Ernie was a drummer, but he had been dabbling with the guitar and so sat in on the session playing bass. The song It's Your Thing won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance in 1970. I'm sure that angered Motown's Berry Gordy, because the Isley Brothers were the first ex-Motown group to win a Grammy, At that point, Motown had one Grammy Award, and the Isleys had one. The song has been covered by over 60 artists, including James Brown, Ann Peebles, Aretha Franklin, The Supremes, and The Four Tops. And in the early 1970s, the Isley Brothers had some considerable success covering songs by Bob Dylan, Stephen Stills, and other pop and rock stars. But their real breakthrough came through with this next cut from their 11th album.
Who's that man?
That song was That Lady from the Isley Brothers 3 Plus 3 album from 1973. Although the song seemed entirely novel in 1973, it actually was a remake of Who's That Lady, released by the Isley Brothers in 1964. That earlier version had featured a leisurely pace and old-school R&B vocals inspired by The Impressions. But what really made the difference was the immediate impact of the younger Three Brothers' contributions. With Ernie Isley's Hendrix-inspired rock and roll guitar leading the way, and with Marvin Isley's very funky bass lines, and Chris Jasper's brilliance on keys and synthesizer, it turned up the intensity to the maximum. Also, the song was recorded in the record plant in Los Angeles, where at the same time Stevie Wonder was recording his classic album Inner Visions. Both Chris Jasper and Stevie Wonder were being trained on the synthesizer by visionary studio engineers Robert Margaleff and Malcolm Cecil. The song came out in the midsummer of 1973. It scorched the earth. It promptly went to number 2 on the R&B chart and number 6 on the pop chart. For me, the song invokes great memories of that particular time in my life. I was attending summer classes at the UW and had a beautiful new girlfriend. Life was good. The 3 Plus 3 album went platinum in 1973. There were 3 top 10 singles on the album, and Scott Reha of PopMatters.com described it as one of the most indisputably amazing R&B records of all time. Rolling Stone calls it brilliance writ large. The younger Isley Brothers were just barely into their 20s. Chris was 22, Ernie was 21, Marvin was 20. They were still students at CW Post School of Music and remember hearing That Lady being blasted out of dorm rooms as they walked across campus. That Lady started an unbroken and unprecedented run for the Isley Brothers. And the Isley Brothers followed up That Lady with one of my favorites, and I'm going to play the live version, which features Marvin Isley's funky bass line. Get out of your chair and crank up the volume for this one.
That's funky too. Waste. There's no guarantee, yeah.
That was Fight the Power, live in L.A. The original Fight the Power was recorded and released in 1975 and appeared as on the album The Heat Is On, which reached number one on both the R&B and pop charts and went double platinum. The Heat Is On is considered a five-star and essential album by the Definitive Guide to Soul. It remained high in the charts for over 40 weeks in 1975. I highly recommend it. This live version you just heard was from a 1993 concert. Due to their kinship and long history of live performances, the Isley Brothers were always a great live act, and they recorded a bunch of great live albums. Fight the Power went to number one R&B and number six on the pop chart. It also charted internationally, top 20 in Canada, the UK, and the Netherlands. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. The next song was written by Ernie Isley on the same day he wrote Fight the Power. Yeah. You just listened to Harvest for the World off the Essential Isley Brothers disc. I have about, 20 Isley Brothers CDs, and sometimes they get separated from their case. I have Harvest for the World, the album, but I couldn't find it, so I pulled it off the Essential Isley Brothers compilation disc. That song, Harvest for the World, was written and recorded the same day as Fight the Power, but Harvest for the World was held back to be released as the single from the album of the same name a year later in 1976. But going back to 1975, one of their greatest love songs, For the Love of You, is up next.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Just about all that I can do.
said that I live it
for the love. That was the lovely For the Love of You. Ronald's one of his most inspired vocals. But we're going to keep the mood going with a medley of love songs from their Beautiful Ballads compilation. And they just flow together so beautifully. I highly recommend their ballads. There's several of them. You can find them out there. They're collections that really deserve to be played in the bedroom late at night.
Company's gone and I'm all alone, all by myself, and I'm meeting you, baby, yeah. Inside my mind, now I realize shadows will fall.
Of all you stay in my mind. You're
you're beside me, I'm there with you. I'm feeling all the things that you do. Seeing you in my mind, gonna bring you closer, even though you're not around. Living every day, I can see I'm gonna have my share of ups and downs. When I feel kinda lonely, when I need a reason to smile, you're beside me everywhere I go. Most of all, you stay in my mind. You're beside me, you're everywhere, here with me wherever I go. Thoughts always stay with you. There's no need to be sad. You know where my head is at, and my heart always stays with you. When I feel kind of lonely, when I need a reason to smile, you're beside me. You're everywhere I go. Most of all, you stay in my mind. You're beside me. You're everywhere. Here with me wherever I go.
So that medley was two beautiful ballads. Well, first one was called You're the Key to My Heart, and the second one was You're Beside Me. You can just let that beautiful ballads album run right straight through. It's just great. You ready? Am I recording? So that ends part one of the evolution of the Isley Brothers. We had planned a lot more songs for part two. But I want to remind you that the Isley Brothers are still out there on the road and recording new albums. It's just down to Ernie and Ronald, but they're still touring and recording and still vital force in soul music. The Isley Brothers were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2003 and were given the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. And we're going to go out with a piece of their first hit in 1959, the classic Shout.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me. Come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember.
Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.